Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kenner Baxter over Marnie Way. Good morning to you, Kenner.
Good morning, LaVon.
Kenner, you have a tasty, fun event coming up. So let's talk about when and where and then the details.
Okay. Well, it's our annual chili contest and men's pie baking contest.
Sounds good
and
to
it's,
me.
Yes, it's this Sunday evening at the Morning Community Center, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay. So you have people who enter this, but everybody's invited to come and eat, right?
Oh, yes, and be the judges.
Okay. So let's talk about if I wanted to enter the chili part. Can anybody enter that?
Yes, anybody.
Okay. And what do I need
to
do?
All ages, all genders, everything.
Okay. And what if I wanted to enter, what would I need to do?
You show up with a crock pot full of chili by 6 o'clock and plug it in.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
Okay. So you're providing, like, the dishes, the spoons, whatever, so people can do the tasting.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then how is the winner chosen?
People's choice. Everybody votes.
All right. So you need to, as you taste, you kind of need to keep track. Sometimes I find that kind of hard, kind of difficult because, okay, now, is this one really better than this one? And, of course, you can't go wrong with all this homemade chili.
Yeah, yeah. And we do it by number.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So.
And, well, I guess if I won the chili contest, what would I win?
You would win accolades in the Marnie Squirrel, and your name would go on the trophy.
All right. And just, yeah, as you say, the accolades, it's just a fun kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah. The other half of this has a couple more restrictions to it.
Yes, the pie contest is for men only, any age. So it's just a man-made pie.
Okay, a man-made pie.
Uh-huh.
And any flavor, any kind
of
pie works. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you, in the past, anyhow, you've had some teenagers enter, you know, as you say, any age. And won.
Yeah, we've actually had grade school age boys in the contest.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and we've actually had some youngsters win the chili contest, too.
Okay. So good time. You know, we see, if you watch TV at all these kids cooking programs, and kids who are 8 and 10 and 15 are doing wonderful things. Kids seem to be getting in more to the cooking kind of thing.
Yeah, they do.
And what a great opportunity here. How many years has this been going on, Kenner?
Well, we started the chili contest in 2005, and then we added the men's pie contest a year later.
Okay. So lots of good food has been out there in all of those years. What's the purpose of this, Kenner?
Just for people in the community to get together and have a fun evening.
Okay. So people don't need to bring other food. It's not like a potluck. This is just the chili and the pie.
Well, we do suggest that people bring a salad
just
kind of round out the meal. It's not required. We usually have plenty of food with, you know, the people who do their usual potluck offerings.
Okay. So it's
there's
not
never a shortage.
Okay, so it's not a what I would say a true potluck where you need to bring everything except the chili and the pie. It's they don't have to bring any dishes, any cups, anything like that.
No, we have everything there.
Okay, so just show up and either show up with a pot of chili, or a man show up with a pie.
Yep.
Or show up to eat.
Those are the three requirements.
Okay. And this is all happening, as you said, this coming Sunday.
The 15th, yes.
The 15th at the Community Hall in Marnie. Good chance to visit with folks. You know, maybe if you're new to the community, I always think this is a great way to kind of meet some folks and see what's going on. And if you've been here a long time, it's maybe there's some people that always go to that you don't see very often. So,
yeah, and it's surprising here in a small town like Marnie, how seldom we actually get the chance, in the winter especially, to have a conversation with our neighbors. You know, we wave as we go by, but, you know, you have to have a get-together to actually, you know, have a chance to catch up and talk.
Yes, see what's going on. So I know that now, as you say, this has been a tradition. Let's talk about some other things as we look ahead. I mean, actually, spring is not that far away. I almost can't believe I'm saying that. But, you know, spring kind of teases us in March. That's not very far away. So what are some of the things coming up in Marnie, maybe in spring, summertime?
Well, in the spring, the Masonic Lodge here in Marnie always has a lunch, a soup. I'm trying to think of what they do in the spring. Yeah, they do a soup soup lunch in the spring. That's usually in April. And in May, we have our annual cleanup day. We keep Marnie, the city sponsors that. We keep Marnie nice and tidy by doing that once a year. Everybody who helps goes to the Roadhouse Bar and Grill for nachos after we finished all the work. So that's always fun.
You bet. And then you're sort of known for ball games in the summertime.
Yes, we have a long-standing co-ed softball league, and that usually starts the first Sunday in June. Anywhere from 6 to 9 teams usually sign up, and it's just a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon and evening, just hanging out at the ballpark, and the community club has the concession stand going with burgers and hot dogs, so it's a good family time to be at the park in Marnie.
And I know I'm sort of reviewing the year here, 4th of July?
Yes, we do a big fireworks show and a hog roast on the 4th of July, and that's a huge potluck.
You know, it sounds like to me food is involved nearly every time.
Yeah, if you feed them, they will come, is kind of the motto of the Marnie Community Club.
Well, I think that's so true because that social thing happens around food. Food is really important for a lot of different reasons. Okay, so 4th of July, what's the next thing on the agenda after in the ball games?
The Masons put on a big Easter egg hunt on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
And it's one of the few that's actually held on Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So that's fun because so many families are together and there's lots of grandkids and kids and that are in the Marnie area for the day. And they just mosey on down the park at 2 o'clock to do an Easter egg hunt. There's usually 40 to 60 kids.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun.
And it's over in 15 minutes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It took a lot longer than that to go out and get the eggs and hide them. But, the kids find them very quickly.
Hundreds of eggs are hidden. Mm-hmm. So.
Great project. What else, as we're reviewing the year ahead, anything in the fall that's special?
The Masons have what they call a harvest breakfast in the fall. Oh, and the fire department also does a hog roast in June.
Okay.
That's their annual benefit, and that's always a really good community event.
And I know about the Christmas lights. That's something you have a contest every year. I don't know if there's anything in between there or not, but
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Whatever. How do we find out all the stuff that's going on in Marnie? I mean, I know you put it on the radio, you put it in the newspaper, and then you mentioned the squirrel. Tell us about the squirrel.
Yeah. Well, that's the community newsletter that I do, and it's coming out about twice a year now, and I usually put a calendar on that covers, you know, what's coming up in the next 4 to 6 months. But we also have a website that most of the events get put on. Right. There is a calendar of events on the website, and that's MarnieIowa.com.
Okay. Good way to catch up or keep up on things. You know, I hear people say, I didn't know that was going on. Well, I always say you've got to put yourself out there a little bit. You know, you at least have to look at the web page to see what's going on or call somebody up and talk to them to find out what's going on. You kind of got to ask sometimes to know what's going on. Yeah. But Marnie, what's the population of Marnie?
Last census is 120. I think it's probably a little bit higher than that now because they're having babies like crazy around here.
Which says you have a lot of young families in the area.
Yes, we have. We've had quite a few younger couples move in the last 10 years, and they're all in the stage of their life where they're starting their families, and that's a great thing for Marnie. We love having the young people, and we love having kids here in town.
Yeah. And so I think kudos to Marnie because so many small towns are kind of just disappearing and looking really bad. But Marnie, you keep things going and have fun things going on. So let's remind people of this fun thing that's happening on Sunday.
Okay.
What's happening on Sunday?
Oh, Sunday's the chili contest.
Yes,
and then
yes.
Contest.
6 o'clock at
yes, six
the
o'clock.
Community Center. Come and enjoy or enter a chili recipe. Bring your crock pot full of chili. Or, guys, bring a pie. Just show up at
yes.
6. All right. Thank you very much, Kendra Baxter, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going.